With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo says the city is working on an incentive package to offer St. Francis Medical Center to entice the hospital to stay at its downtown location. St. Francis is considering a plan that would close its downtown campus and consolidate its operations into St. Francis North Hospital on U.S. Highway 165. St. Francis employs about 2,000 workers. The move is a cost-cutting measure to address a financial crisis hospital officials say has resulted from continued reductions in Medicare reimbursements, as well as the state divesting itself of the old charity hospital system. Mayo declined to provide specifics about the preliminary proposal, but says an announcement would come soon. A state judge in Lafayette has ruled that Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. It was Judge Edward Rubin's second ruling that Angela Costanza of Broussard may adopt partner Chastity Brewer's son and be listed as the parent on his birth certificate. The two were married in California, and the suit says that marriage should be recognized. Rubin's ruling in February was overturned by a state appeals court. Brewer says she's been told that Monday's ruling will be released after it's rewritten to remove the child's name. The state attorney general's office says attorneys are appealing. The Louisiana Department of Revenue is gearing up to offer Louisiana taxpayers another amnesty period. Last year, the department was able to collect $452 million in delinquent taxes. Revenue Secretary Tim Barfield says that many taxpayers wanted to participate last year but could not afford to pay 100% of the tax.
So what we've added is a feature that allows you to pay amnesty over basically seven installments. The first installment is 20% of the amnesty amount, and you pay over six times.
Barfield says this year's amnesty period begins October 15th and will end November 14th.
The amnesty amount is 100% of any tax owed, 50% of any accrued interest, and zero penalties. We forgive 100% of the penalties.
Barfield says they hope to collect at least $104 million during the amnesty period. The KEDM weather forecast, clear skies this evening, the low in the mid-50s. This is KEDM News.